And finally today, as demonstrations against the Syrian government intensified last month, a Syrian rap group called the Sham MCs released a song about the protests. It's called From Syria. But the song isn't pushing demonstrators to rise up. It's urging them to back down. Producer Jessica Partno visited the Sham MCs in Damascus last December. At that time, nobody suspected the whole region would soon be in turmoil. She caught up with the rappers again through Skype, just as the protests in Syria ramped up.
We are brothers, and brothers don't kill each other. Can you hear the mosque right now? Just give me a second to close the window.
Mad Fox is a member of the Sham MCs. We talked via Skype on April 22nd. That was the day after the Syrian government lifted emergency law.
This song actually is quite political. It talks about the fake media from the outside and how they making stuff so big. I think when you watch the outside the TVs or newspaper, you think that there's a war going on in Syria.
But that's not what Mad Fox says he's seen.
In some places, there is some chaos, but it's not the whole Damascus, just some areas. And some people are still living the normal life. You're going to restaurants, shopping and this stuff. But some places it's a little bit dangerous to be there. There's a lot of security.
Mad Fox seems pretty blasé about the whole thing. He insists the protests aren't really changing everyday life in Syria. He says the Sham MCs just want to keep working on their album. They want a safe, stable country to play their music in.
Mike Son from Sham MCs. We have 8 members in a band. We have Boombas, Mad Fox, Big K, Sayajad, Fred, Daddy, MC Rage, and Shammy.
Mike Son says the guys want to create a style of hip-hop built for the Arab world.
We put Arabic vibe to it. We put some rock to it. We put some Indian.
The Sham MCs don't like to talk about the unrest in Syria, but they do like to talk about daily life there. One song is about how quickly your government check runs out after the first of the month.
But you know, in a sarcastic way. Because we can't do it, you know, like hardcore. You know, maybe the government going, like, be like, like you're going against the government then.
It's illegal to criticize the government in Syria. And until February, public protest of any kind was unheard of. For Mad Fox, it's meant staying away from, or maybe just on the right side of, politics.
The problem is you don't have the freedom, the same that you have in the States, to talk about anything you want yet.
In February, Syria lifted a 5-year ban on YouTube, Facebook, and Skype. Last week, it started to restrict access again for dissidents. In the past, Syrians had always found ways to get around the ban. The Sham MCs already had almost 5,000 Facebook fans before it was lifted. Mike Son used the web to get in touch with American rappers, and he says rap was a big part of learning English.
And then I start reading lyrics, you know, like for different artists. And then I start chatting with a lot of Americans. And now I'm, I can't say nothing about myself. People can judge me if they want.
Mike Son and Mad Fox are the only ones in the group who rap in English. They hope it'll broaden their audience. These guys want to become a household name in Arabic music. But they're both in school, just to be safe. Mike Son says it hasn't been going that well.
I'm in a financial institute. It's for accounting. It's 2 years. I failed in the last year, and now I'm just doing it again. It's rap, you know, like, it's rap games taking a lot of my time.
Mad Fox isn't a huge fan of... He's studying marketing and business administration. So what's he going to do with his degree?
Nothing. Just give it to my parents so they'd be happy with it. Stop nagging.
They both sound pretty confident about their future, with or without a backup plan. Even though Syria's immediate future remains up in the air. For the world, I'm Jessica Partnow.
Jessica Partnow is a founder of the Common Language Project. She co-produced this story with photographer Alex Stonehill. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for listening.